in a special job. Check.
Yeah.
But everybody went over there.
Does everybody around here get welfare money?
Yeah, except me. I got no way to go. Missionary can't help me.
They can't.
I don't know what's wrong with that.
They won't help though.
Unless I got the money to pay them, they maybe take me over there.
Oh, you got
to
pay them.
He's awful, that guy. I don't know. Maybe I didn't. I told him yesterday when he planned to take me over there. I told him I had to work maybe for that, or I don't know.
Work at the mission?
Maybe.
It says here 5 different government agencies where you can get Navajo, where you can get welfare.
Assistant.
Yeah, the BIA, and you have to go to Crown Point to get that.
Yeah. They got big office there.
Yeah, that's one. State of Arizona, State of New Mexico, State of Utah, and the Navajo Tribal Welfare Program. Where do you go to get welfare from the Navajo Tribal Welfare Program?
Right there.
Crown Point too?
Yeah.
At the Navajo agency there.
Yeah. They got big place there.
Yeah.
Big office.
Yeah.
Navajo is, girls working there.
Yeah.
If you don't understand English, they help you out, right?
Yeah, it says here the welfare men, though, that come around will take your application. Didn't they say you could fill out an application for welfare?
Down there, Crown Point.
Oh, you can't do it here and give it to them and they'll take it?
No, I don't think so, because I had to go over there personally and talk to them. They fill an application for me.
Oh, you got to go in person?
I can tell them over here about my, I don't have any job, no money in my pocket. Such and such. No?
Yeah, you got to go in person, huh?
Eventually, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Now, where do you want to get money? The BIA or the state? Or doesn't it matter?
No,
or
the tribe? They won't have state. Just from...
Yeah.
BIA.
Yeah. What about
they got an agency at Crown Point?
What about the tribal welfare, Navajo tribal money?
They're the same.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How much can you get? Do you know?
I don't know. Depends on.
Yeah.
I tell them about what I need in the house, or I want to buy something, or what I'm gonna food or.
Yeah. Well, let's go through it now. BIA welfare from the federal government.
Mm-hmm. The government is the one.
Yeah, they'll give you assistance if you're out of work, if you can't find work, or if you're in bad health.
Yeah, that's right.
And
explains it right there. No, Bob.
Yeah, and you're out of work, and you can't find work, so you qualify for that, right?
Yeah.
Now the state.
You mean the state? They will.
Well, no, that's the BIA. If you're out of work, they'll provide
government.
You with money. Yeah.
Until that's the first time they did. A year before they don't do that.
Yeah.
And kind of this DNA. That's the one that helped the Navajo.
Now that's the federal government. Now the state has programs for needy people.
That's age people.
Yeah. One is OAA, which is old age assistance.
Like,
Yeah, but you got to be over 65.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not over 65, are you?
I tell him about the plan about the veteran, but you got to be disabled. What do you mean by Bob? Disabled, disability.
Too sick to work, hurt.
Broken hand.
Yeah. So you can't, you're not over 65, are you?
No, I'm 56 now.
Yeah, so you can't get...
I got long ways to go.
You can't get the OAA, the old age assistance. And you don't get
unless
something.
Unless I go to a veteran administration and tell them about... I need a few hundred, 200, maybe they help me, but 1,000 maybe don't no help.
Yeah. So that's one program, OAA, Old Age Assistance, which you don't qualify for. Do you get Social Security?
No, I got to be 62 before I get it.
Yeah, okay. So another program of the state is ADC, and that's Aid to Dependent
Children. What's that mean?
Aid to Dependent Children, but you don't have any children at home.
They all grown.
Yeah.
My wife's got children.
So you can't get that. Do you have children too yourself?
No, I got one boy, but he's working someplace.
Yeah.
He's not here. And the same way with this, Bob, let me tell you. His wife, her husband died.
Mm-hmm.
And this door supposed to get some money from his boy. I don't know.
Oh, your wife's son died?
Yeah, just about recently. I think DIA can do something about
DNA,
it.
DNA, yeah. Well, they come around, don't they, sometimes?
No,
DNA?
I don't know. Around the whole game, just the meeting.
Meetings, yeah, okay. So you got old age assistance, which you don't qualify for, ADC, aid to dependent children, which you don't qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
The state also has aid to the blind. You're not blind. Nothing wrong with your eyes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, there's AD, which is aid to the totally disabled, and you're not totally disabled. No. So it doesn't look like you can qualify for state welfare.
No, not.
So you either got to get the BIA welfare or Navajo tribal welfare. Mm-hmm. And according to the Navajo tribes welfare program, I think you can get either money or a purchase order. Mm-hmm. In other words, either money or food, right?
Just like
for the trading post, yeah.
I don't think trading post got nothing wrong with that, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, can you get, it says you can, if your house is destroyed, you can get help.
Malish.
Yeah. Or if you want to build a house or fix your house, they'll give you building supplies to improve or build your house, which is what you want to do over here, huh?
Inside.
And then you'll move in there?
Yeah, but I need the stove.
Stove, yeah.
Yeah, big stove, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's one of some of the things the tribe will give you in welfare, and also health expenses, you know.
You mean labor?
It says health rehabilitation assistance, which must mean hospital, medicine. Assistance in burial expenses. Mm-hmm. Somebody dies.
Recently.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. And surplus food. That's only in Arizona.
Yeah, you mean...
No.
They mean the food that comes from agriculture.
Yeah, surplus food. But that's only in Arizona. Mm-hmm. In New Mexico,
they changed the rule now.
Yeah.
Some of these days, I think they're going to get the stamp.
Yeah.
They approve it, that's the way.
Right. Yeah. But in New Mexico, the only surplus food they distribute is on the reservation.
Arizona.
No. In Arizona, they distribute it to anybody who needs it, any Indian.
Yeah.
But in New Mexico, you have to be on the reservation.
No, we outside.
Yeah, so you don't get that.
Sandoval. We go?
Yeah. Have you ever been told that you can't get welfare?
You mean from state?
Yeah.
No, unless I 65.
Yeah.
Same way with a veteran, I think. I never go to veteran administration.
Yeah.
I think they wrote it for me where to go. I got it in here.
So you've never applied for welfare anywhere?
Not the welfare. Yeah. I think the veteran, if I need it, I don't know what they do. I got a guy from... I went to Cuba too, and the guy brought me to the... one time I see a nigger over there.
Yeah.
But he don't do any different color. But I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go to the Eastern Navajo Agency in Crown Point. BIA. Social Services.
Can we got something here you can read? I don't.
Where'd you get that?
I got a newspaper. Some guy done something.
Mm-hmm.
He went to school and he got...
They're talking about the...
religion, no?
They're talking about the,
This is housing.
Oh, is that who you got to see for your housing?
No, not that one. Mm-hmm. That one's...
Yeah. That's still the BIA Eastern Navajo Agency in Crown Point.
Jack Nachisi.
He's in charge of housing development.
Yeah. I went to school with this guy.
Oh, really? Where? Albuquerque?
Yeah, but he's just like white. He went out there. Right, no Bob?
Right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the Torreon boarding school over here.
Oh.
Is it a boarding school?
Yeah. Yeah.
For what grades? What, little, small children?
Preschool.
Preschool.
Yeah. I think they're going to... If day after day, I think so, because on the 26th, they say, I think they're planning to go to some place. I don't know where the place is. That's the way I heard it.
They don't have first grade there, though, huh?
I think they got it.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
First and second grade there?
Yeah. Okay. From the ABC to first grade to, I don't know how many grades they have. I really don't know much about it, the school.
How many children go to school there? Do you know?
I don't know, maybe about who just say something about around 50 or 40.
50? And they live there?
They have to stay there all the time.
They have to?
Get their lodge there. Yeah. You know what I mean? They got the dormitory there.
Can't their parents take them in the morning and pick them up in the afternoon?
No, we'd bring the boys over here last Saturday. Henry's boy.
Yeah.
And my niece over there.
Yeah.
Benny's little boy.
Yeah.
We take him from here, we take him to missionary, and then they take him back that night. They had to go to church first.
Yeah. But they have to stay there, huh?
They had to stay all the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, till Friday.
That's BIA school, huh?
Yeah, he wanted them back, and you had to go there yourself in person, then they give back the boys, and they bring them home, you had to bring them back Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night.
Yeah. But they are they all white teachers there? They got any Navajo teachers?
I reckon there's a one day I was over there, I see a white superintendent and white teachers and Spanish teacher.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know where they're from.
Yeah. But no Navajo teacher?
No. Used to be a Navajo teacher, but he just around there.
Yeah. How are the teachers? Pretty good? Or do you hear? Do they ever talk about them around here?
I never visit them, but they told us to go over there and visit and see what's going on.
Oh, they invited you over there?
Yeah. Anybody, yeah.
Oh.
Come over there.
Yeah.
They told us over there in Cuba, too. If you want to go to Cuba, you have to go to high school and then tell it to the superintendent, and then he'll let you.
Yeah.
He let you eat over there in noontime. Or
oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. But the bigger kids, they go into Cuba, don't they, on the bus?
Yeah. I understand Crown Point, they never have a high school. I think they have high school now.
Yeah.
The way I heard it, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the way I heard it when I was in hospital over there for a while. And the staff told me they make a big school now. They're going to build a big hospital too, Crown Point.
A new one?
Yeah.
Mm.
I told them that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We need more doctor and need more janitor and need more nurses. No?
Are there any Navajo nurses or doctors over there in Crown Point?
No, Navajo. Just a nurse.
Navajo nurses, huh?
They all Hopis or some of them or, you know, Laguna and some of them. Those Navajo, see, janitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a good job.
Yeah.
I told one guy over there, he said, how you let this work? I told him. But janitor, he said, that's pretty good. They said, they pay more.
They pay
than
pretty
loaf
well.
Around.
Loaf around a lot, huh?
How about you doing when you're working over here? Yeah, I done my work and I saved my money, he said.
Yeah.
I got children too, and he said that I usually have a bank account, he said, Gallup.
Yeah.
Then he said, it's pretty nice to learn something about this janitor and all this. And same way with the nurse, they said, they like that place.
Yeah.
They save their mommy, their money. Mm. They don't drink wine.
Yeah.
They buy the car, and everything they want.
House?
Television, house.
Yeah.
See, they pay their, you know, they take some out of their wages. You know?
Taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the boys I meet then, they went to good school, graduated and continue college. See?
Yeah.
They said they be my teacher some of these days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody who goes to the Navajo Community College up at Many Farms?
No, not from here.
Yeah.
Maybe Billy can tell you. I don't know. No guy that was talking to us over there. Down other side chat house.
Oh, Billy.
Tashi.
Tashi.
Medicine man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But do all the kids around here go to school in Cuba then? Or do some of them not go to school? Just stay
I think,
home?
What do you call it? Dropouts. Dropouts.
Yeah. A lot of dropouts?
Yeah, they just loaf around drinking wine, raising babies.
Yeah. That young, huh?
Yeah. If I were on their age, I'd go to school instead of loafing around. And
how are the schools in Cuba?
That's a good school, yeah. One time I was in an officer, they was talking to us about what they have school there, big school, you know.
Yeah.
High school. Sure like it down there. They invite us over there one time.
Is there any trouble between the Indian children and the Spanish children?
I don't think so.
They get along pretty well?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see any Negroes over there, color.
The Navajo people get along with the colored people all right?
I don't know some of them, but I get along with them all right.
Yeah.
In place, I was in the army, I get along with colors and Spanish and everybody. Some Polish and white and
No trouble, huh?
No trouble. We go to the same church. And, but mostly those guys drink, but they don't, you know, they don't raise hell.
Yeah.
Against their officer or anything. But some of those Japanese, it was in our outfit, they kind of smart, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't like anybody else.
So there are a lot of dropouts here.
Mm-hmm.
What do? They go to work or do nothing?
They just loaf around.
That's all, huh?
Hang out, no?
Yeah. But there's no work around here, is there?
Did I tell you about my brother?
No.
Menio. One time, his daughter told him he must go to Crown Point for treatment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol treatment, taking the treatment. Then he said, he told police about it. How are we going to take this man over there, my father, he says. And he said, we have to go to Crown Point and talk to the doctor and see what happened. He said. Then he went to see the doctor about this, my brother. I think my brother's overage.
Hmm.
He might have too many alcohol in his system. And the doctor said if we give him a shot, eventually, you know, shot, he'll have that's all.
Die?
Yeah, that's what doctor said. Yeah. He told him about it and said there's nothing he can do but unless he straighten out and I don't know.
But your brother, Per Manuel Castillo?
You see him on the way?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Does he drink a lot still?
Yeah.
All the time?
Alcohol. He can't stand up. No good, no.
Is he always drunk?
Yeah. They don't take those age. He might be around about 60 over, no? They don't take it.
Did he always drink like that all the time, all his life?
Never did, but ever since John Smith took his wife, that's the time he started.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well, we talked to them last time.
Yeah, but... That,
they live right next to each other up there, don't they?
Yeah, but John Smith, he's a peyote man. No good.
Oh, he uses peyote?
Yeah, excess, no?
But he took Per Manuel's, your brother's wife?
Yeah.
Was that her we talked to last time?
Yeah.
And she married to him now?
Yeah. The main thing is, if Emilio get another wife, might be all right. Then he quit, maybe. I don't know. He always drink.
Mm. Mm.
That's the way with some of the Spanish people, no? How about color?
I don't know. So they're about the getting back to the boarding school. Pretty good reports.
Yeah.
Parents seem to like it all right.
Yeah, you get it all right. And some of them get an A or B, C, stuff like that. Henry's got all that, the boys, you know, that they bring the report and we look and it's pretty good.
How many boys your brother Henry have?
Two. One going to school, Crown Point.
Lives there, huh?
Yeah.
And the little one goes here, huh?
Yeah.
Does he come home?
Benny's boy's over there, too. His name is Fidel.
Who's Benny?
Benny, my niece's husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Benny, they call him Castro.
Benny Castro.
Toledo. Yeah, I don't know why they make Castro in there.
Benny Toledo.
Yeah. His boy. Mm-hmm.
Does Henry's little boy come home then from the Torreon boarding school on weekends?
Yeah. He comes with the... Henry's boy.
And he stays up here?
Yeah, one day. I think Benny and his wife working at Albuquerque. You know that Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
They made, what do you call it, nursery? Or
mm-hmm.
What do they call nurse?
Oh, that's where he works, at the nursery?
Yeah.
Where they raise, where they sell trees.
Japanese, no?
Yeah.
How big is those?
So these little kids then stay, live at the school then all week.
Yeah. They're large over there.
Yeah.
They got dormitories to stay and a good place to sleep. And
good food.
Yeah, and they got their shower every, almost every day. There's somebody always taking care of them.
Do they give them clothes over there?
I think so.
Do they?
The way I understand it.
Yeah.
I was talking to a guy over there working. He said they were going to give him clothes on in January, he said.
Yeah.
He might have, because he wears good clothes.
Yeah. The government buys the clothes in for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in Cuba, the government paid in for it.
Now, do they go to the mission at all, the church?
Who?
These kids at the boarding school?
The missionary had to go to visit them.
Oh.
At Torreon Day School.
Does the missionary go there?
Yeah, every Sunday. Sunday.
Has Sunday school there at the school, huh?
No, there's a school there, or class or something.
Talk to him?
Mm-hmm. Instead, I had to pay.
You have to pay the missionaries to take you to Crown Point?
Yeah.
Is that what they, do they tell you that?
No, he told me I had to work. I told him, take me over there, we'll come back right away. They don't take long to get there, no?
No.
They start early.
No. How long? How far?
They're building the pavement from here to
and
the ridge, you know.
Paved, yeah.
Yeah, pavement. Some Mexican working on it. You know, a lot of guys go to Crown Point, they come back right away. All you do is just go in the office and
make an application.
And then come out and there you are. If you start early, you come back no time.
But they won't just take you, huh?
Huh?
They won't just take you, missionaries?
I tried to talk them to in there, but one time they took me to Crown Point. It was snowing all that day. And I worked for one day. Yeah.
You work for the missionaries? Doing what?
Doing raping.
Raking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Raking the grass?
No. Rock and everything.
Yeah.
No good, no?
Have to work, huh?
Mm-hmm.